Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Well, hello, Mama, and can you believe it? We are approaching Easter. I do not know how we are almost a quarter of the way through the year, but here we are. And so today on the podcast, I wanted to share with you how to talk to your kids about Easter. So this was a question that I was asked a couple of days ago by a friend, and I thought, you know what, this would be a great idea for a podcast episode. So I wanted to share with you what I said to her around Easter. And now this is not the time nor place to get into, is Easter pagan? Should we celebrate Easter? Should we celebrate the Jewish feast? What I'm talking about here is, how do we talk to our kids about the truth of Jesus coming to earth, fully human, fully God, dying on the cross, taking our sins, his resurrection and his ascension into heaven, and that he's coming back again? How do we talk to our kids about the story around Easter? Okay, so, and that kind of leads me to the first one, is to be honest. So one thing that I have always heard, which I'm so thankful that I grew up in a church and in a family that said there is no junior Holy Spirit, that the same, like, God is God for me and for my children. So I don't want to, sure, there's parts of the Bible, there's lots of parts of the Bible that I'm not going to go and say to my children, hey, let's go and read this verse that talks about things that aren't quite age appropriate. However, I want to be honest and real, particularly around Jesus's life and his death and his resurrection with my kids, no matter how old they are. And you don't have to go into detail around, you know, all the ins and outs of it all. But I think that it's really important that we don't, one, take anything away from the gospel, nor sugarcoat it, nor add anything else to it. It's the word of God is the word of God, and it is holy and it is complete in itself. And so I really want my children to grow up with the truth around the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I want them to know, and I want to be honest with them around what is sin, why we need, and we just explain it in kid-friendly terms. So sin is the bad things that we do because we think that we should be in charge and not God, or we want to do things our ways, or because we can be selfish, or all those sort of things. I prefer not to say the word naughty. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I just don't like that word. But you could say it's the naughty things that we do if you want to use that. Anyway, so that is the first thing, is being honest. Now, actually, how to help them. Okay, so you want to be honest about it. How do we be honest about it? Is we read the Bible with them. And now you can read, I think it's important to read kids, like the kids' Bible stories, where you've got like it's in a beautiful rhyme and there's beautiful pictures and it helps them to understand it. And so we do that. We have quite a few different kids' Bible. We've got the beginner's Bible, and then we've just got some other little ones that go through just like 20 or so stories from the Bible. So we read those. We read those to the kids, but we also actually read the actual Bible to them. And again, not every single verse, and I don't say, all right, sit down, everyone, and listen to me as I read. It'll just be like, hey, I read this verse today in Isaiah about Jesus coming and he'll be pierced for our transgressions and by our stripes we will be healed. How cool is it that Jesus came and when he died on the cross, he died to heal us and to forgive our sins. How cool is that? How kind is Jesus that he would come for us so we can be with God? And you just really simplify it. Simplify it down. Another thing is other books. So there's a beautiful one, The Garden, the Curtain, and the Cross. That is probably one of my favorite books to help kids understand the gospel, but also the story of the Bible and sin and how we needed Jesus to come in so that we could be with God. If you haven't read it, I highly encourage it. It's beautiful. And the illustrations are really, really nice. And my kids love doing that. Because of your sin, you can't come in. And then in the end, Jesus said, but I died to take your sin, so now all my friends can come in. And it just simplifies it in such a wonderful way that allows the kids to ask questions and gives you more ideas of how to answer those questions. So like in that book, they say the sin, Adam and Eve sinned because they wanted a world where God wasn't in charge. Something like that. Anyway, so there's lots of other books. You can go to Christian bookstores, go online and find lots of books. But that even to read and then ask your kids questions. Ask your kids, so what do you think that means? Or so why do you think Jesus came to earth? Why do you think Jesus died on the cross? Why, ask them questions so that it's not just you telling them, but then that also helps you to understand what they're taking in, how much they're taking in, whether or not they understand something, if they've understood something wrong, or things like that. The next way that I personally am a biggest fan of teaching my kids about anything is songs. All the songs. And so here in Australia, if you are a Christian mama who grew up in a Christian household, you will probably remember Colin Buchanan. And I get all those songs out for my kids. And in particular, when it comes to Easter, like he died upon the cross, he's saying like he died upon the cross. And it goes, they laid him in the grave. He rose up from the dead. He's coming back again. There's some other ones, Boss of the Cross, Super Savior. Anyway, all the songs, just Google, Spotify, search YouTube, kids Bible songs about Easter. And so that is one way that I love, because even then I find my kids singing these songs all the time. And they sing them over and over and over again. And whether or not they've been singing these songs since they were little. And it's amazing now to see them really understand what they're singing. And yeah, it's so good. So the next one I want to say is the resurrection eggs or other activities and resources. So there's like these really cool YouTube videos where people make the garden, like the tomb, and they make the cross, and they, as you make it with your child, you tell the story of, like, here's the cross, here's the grave. That's really cool. I personally haven't done that, but I have watched many YouTube videos with full intention of doing it every year, and then every year go, maybe next year. But I have friends who have done it, and it's awesome. The other one is the resurrection eggs. So each day it's kind of like an advent calendar, but for Easter, you open an egg and there's a little bit to the story of Jesus coming to earth and dying for our sins. And so that's a really cool idea. And that is probably really how I talk to my kids about Easter. When it comes to the Easter Bunny, because I know that'll be the next question. When it comes to the Easter Bunny, it is the same thing for us as Santa Claus, as the Tooth Fairy, that it is a character. So just the way that Bluey is a character, just the way that Elsa is a character. I cannot think of any. Winnie the Pooh is a character. Why can't I think of any characters now? Just the way that they are characters, so is the Easter Bunny, so is Santa Claus. And sorry, probably if you're listening with kids around, I probably should have had a little warning before I got into that bit. But I'm all for being very honest with my children, and I personally don't feel right to lead them to believe otherwise. So that is how we go around the Easter Bunny. And then we bring Jesus back into it. So hot cross buns, we talk about the cross on them. Easter eggs, we get hollow Easter eggs and talk about the grave was empty. We try and find, and we only do things that we can find Jesus and celebrate Jesus in them. I personally am very basic when it comes to Easter. We do not do all the Easter presents and all the things that seems to be happening more and more often. We are very, very basic. They each get a book and a hollow egg, and we call it a day. So I just hope that has helped you and given you some ideas about what to look into more. But don't be afraid, Mama, to be honest with your kids and share with them the good news of Jesus. I think so often we can think we underestimate how much that they can understand. And that's why I've always wanted to be honest with them, especially when it comes to the gospel and Jesus, because he is the center of it all. And I want my kids to know that and understand that from a young age. And then as they grow older and they have the ability to understand more, we add to it. But for those of you with littles, which I know is most of you, keep it simple, keep it honest, keep it real, but keep it simple. So be blessed, Mama, and I will be with you next episode. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, Mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.